You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Roll up the sleeves for the little ones soon. The government said children aged 5 to 11 could soon be eligible for a pediatric version of the Pfizer vaccine before the end of next month, pending MedSafe approval. COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins said yesterday the under-12 age group has a lower risk of health direct impacts of COVID-19 than older age groups, but the virus can still have serious health consequences for them, particularly for those who are immunocompromised or have significant respiratory conditions. Professor Graham LeGraw is an immunologist and the program director of the Vaccine Alliance Aotearoa New Zealand, and he said it is important for vulnerable young children to get the jab.
I'm very positive about it. The government hasn't approved it yet. They've actually said they're looking to see MedSafe approve it. MedSafe will approve it, and they're independent from the government, make sure we're all safe, get safe stuff. But the government's really, once that approval comes in, the government's saying they really want to move forward and get in January vaccines available for those people who are going to vaccinate their kids. And that's a good thing, because there's a lot of kids out there who have comorbidities, may have some issues. You don't want the virus growing in them. You don't want to have a virus grow in your hearts or the head or the blood vessels of kids. It's not a good thing.
What's the difference between the vaccines that we are using for those aged 12 and above compared to the pediatric version?
It has been tuned down, so it's one third the dose. It's been really scrutinised there, because you don't want to have any, you know, five to the kids having bad reactions. So what they've done is they've done one third the dose, and they've tested it in 3,800 kids and made sure that there's no problems, there's no safety issues, all the kids have been fine, there's been no bad problems. So that's why FDA approved it, that's why the Americans are doing it, the Israelis are doing it, and I think the English are doing it as well, and or UK are doing it. And I think people feel pretty comfortable that we can do this and should do this, because we've got quite a large number of 5 to 12 year olds, and you don't want to let your kids get infection from the virus now that it's circulating.
But the side effects from the pediatric version of the vaccine will be similar to adults.
Yes. It won't be quite as severe from looking at the data. Sore arm, the normal thing you get with the vaccine when get the immune. Remember, the soreness of the arm or the reaction is actually your immune response, or the children's immune response actually reacting and making lots of antibodies and getting ready, so that's ready for the virus. And then it calms down and goes around your body and is waiting for the virus if it ever decides to turn up. So it's very normal. It's like a flu shot reaction. And so far, it's been proven to be really safe.
Okay, just a quick word on the Omicron variant for a while. As far as you know, can the Pfizer vaccine that we all receive is effective against the Omicron variant?
It's a multi-billion dollar question. We don't know. And anyone that tells you they do know is a little bit lying. Now, I'm confident it'll be okay, but we haven't seen the data yet. Now, we're all working right now very hard to test the convalescent serum from people who've had the Pfizer, had the Moderna, had the AstraZeneca, and see if you can neutralize this virus in in vitro tests. And that'll give us a pretty good indication if it can do so or not. We'll know by the end of the week or Monday. Everyone will all be saying, hey, it's this or hey, it's that.
But for now, are booster shots necessary for everyone?
Oh, yeah. Because you've got Delta going around. Hey, don't no, we've got Delta. We know that the booster shot works for the Delta, and we have to deal with that as well. And so everyone who could be listening, if you can get a booster, get it. Israel has shown already that if you get these three shots of the Pfizer, you crush the spread of the virus. It is, looks as though the vaccine needs to be a three-shot vaccine regime, and that makes you safe and stops the spread of the virus. Now, I'm hoping it was only going to be two, but it's going to be a three-shot one, because the Israel data shows us when they immunize 4 million people with three booster shots, virus goes away.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.